We place sticks of sulfur under her arms and around her back and set fire to them. We tie her hands behind her back and pull her up to the ceiling. We left her hanging there for 3 to 4 hours while the torturer went to breakfast. On his return, he threw alcohol over her back and set fire to it. He attached very heavy weights on her body and drew her up again to the ceiling. After that, we put her back on the ladder and placed a very rough plank from a sharp point against her body. Having thus arranged that, he jerked her up again to the ceiling. Then he squeezed her thumbs and big toes in the vice, and he crossed her arms with a stick, and in this position, kept her hanging for a quarter of an hour. Then he squeezed the calves and the legs in the vice, always alternating the torture with questioning. Then he whipped her with a rawhide whip to cause the blood to flow out over her shirt. Once again, he placed her thumbs and big toes in the vice and left her in this agony on the torture floor from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. In the afternoon, a functionary came to disapprove of this pitiless procedure. But then again, they whipped her in a frightful manner. This concluded the first day of torture. The next day, they started all over again.